今天do you have the experience of living in a rented house? Huh? You do? Living in a rented house? Huh? No. In a rented house. Rented apartment, not your own. Huh? If you live in a rented house or apartment,you're going to see a lot of rule and regulation, right? One of the rule is what? You cannot put on the nail. Even if you want to hang the picture, you cannot put on the nail. There are all many, many different kind of rule, right? Swimming pool, after 10 o'clock, you cannot use it. What? Oh. Oh. But if you are the owner of the house, then that will be the difference, right?If you are the owner of the house, you can paint the house into all the different color you like. Oh, even every room has different color, right? You want to put on the nail. Sometimes you want to add one more partition. It's all free because you are the owner of the house. So that is the difference. Now we talk about in the Garden of Eden.In the book of Genesis, in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, who is the owner? Who was the owner of the Garden of Eden? Who? It was God. Oh. But Adam and Eve living in the Garden of Eden, these two persons are not tenant. Because what? These two persons pay nothing.They live there free. Why? Because God was their father. They were the children of God. But the owner of the Garden of Eden is the father, is not the children. Just like you live in your house, right? A very comfortable house. But if you look into the registration, the owner is your parents. It's not you. Right? The same thing. The Garden of Eden, the owner was God.And God was so gracious, this first section, God was so gracious to them, create them according to his image. Oh. The most perfect human being was Adam, created after God's image. And so a value of a person depends on how much you look like God. Oh.And God saw everything, and it was good. Everything was good. Which means there's no need to have improvement. Everything is good. So God is Almighty God. He creates the universe. Everything is good. Then number three.Man living in God's blessing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Chapter 1, verse 28.Then God blessed him, and God had said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So God blessed them. We human beings are living under the blessing of God.So in the Garden of Eden, God was so gracious to Adam and Eve that because God was the Father, God loved them so much. But on the other side, God was very fearful in the Garden of Eden because God was just and almighty. So he was very fearful. How do we know God was very fearful? The first one is, He set an order. Look into chapter 1, verse 28 to 31. We already read chapter 1, verse 28, now 29. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is in the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. 30. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. 31. Then God saw everything that he had made, and it indeed was very good. So every evening and morning were the 6 days. So in the Garden of Eden, you can see there's a an altar. God gives human being has authority to take care of everything, in control of everything, including the animal. So men are above animal. Men are above God's creation in the world, in the universe. So you look into the, when you visit the zoo, right? The lion, right? So powerful lion, and was locked there. And human being was watching the lion. Right? How come lion is so powerful? We cannot compare with the lion. But human being can tame the lion and lock it there, because in Genesis chapter 1, God already gave authority to man to in control of the animal. Even the elephant, so huge, so tall, right? And elephant was there in a zoo for people to watch over, right? Because God already gave the authority to human being in control of everything. So in the Psalm, in the hymn chapter 403, we just sing, right? Have thy own will, O Lord. God has his own way. And also, in the Garden of Eden, you can see above man is God. How do you know? Let's come back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. Chapter 2, not chapter 1. Genesis chapter 2. B, you have to change it. Chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. So point A, you can see the order. Man, God, man, and creature. So there's an order there. Who set the order? It is God who set the order. And then 15 to 17 is God's authority, chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Then the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden, and tend and keep it. And the Lord had commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden you may freely to eat. 17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die. Now you can see the authority of God. Right? Everything. Apple, what? All different kind of fruit, whatever, peach, pear, whatever different fruit. In the Garden of Eden, you can eat that. But but only the fruit. Oh, 分别善恶, evil, to discern the evil and good, you shall not eat. When you eat it, you shall die. So from here, you can see authority of God. God is in control. Right? On the one hand, you can receive my blessing as long as you keep my commandment. But on the other hand, you have the free will to make a decision. If you want to eat, you shall die. Well, so to eat or not, all depends on you. But the consequences already been mentioned very clear, because God has authority. So he set the rule. You follow the rule, you receive the blessing. If you don't follow the rule, then you are out. So God is in control in the Garden of Eden. So that is the reason why we have to show our reverence to God. Because if we would live a life to respect him, observe the rule, then we will receive blessing. But if you show disrespect to God, that's your free will. You can make your own decision. I don't respect God. I myself is God. I take the place of God. You can do it. But God is high above. If you live a life has no respect to him, then you have to have the consequence. So that is the reason living a life of reverence to God is so important. Now, we look into man's response to God. Right now, we look into all the commandments of God in the Bible. All the commandments of God in the Bible. Is there anyone which is not good? Can you find anyone which is not good? Look into the Ten Commandments. Can you see any one of the Ten Commandments is not good? Which one of the Ten Commandments is not good? From the number one to number ten, which one is not good? Because the commandment of God is come from love. And God is almighty, God is wise God. So his commandment is good for human being. Since it's good, if we observe it, it's good for us. You respect him, you observe it, it's good for us. But if we don't observe it, sorry, we will have the bad consequence. Because we don't observe the good commandment. Let us look in one by one, right? The first commandment is what? Ten commandments. What is the first commandment? Only one God. How about the second one? Idol. No idol. How about the third one? Don't call God's name in vain. How about the fourth one? Sabbath. How about the sixth one? You. Don't covet, right? So right now, the world becomes chaotic because human beings don't observe the Ten Commandments. They consider Ten Commandments as what? Ten suggestions. Suggestion means wherever you like, you give it. Which one you don't like, you don't give it, right? But you look into Sabbath, just like example of Sabbath. When you don't keep Sabbath, did God lose anything? When you don't keep Sabbath, does God lose anything? God lose nothing. But if we don't keep Sabbath, you have no rest. Right? Physically, mentally, spiritually, you have no rest. The second, if we don't keep the Sabbath, we receive no blessing. So we are the one who lose. The commandment is good. The seventh commandment, right? If everybody don't commit adultery, then there will be no broken family because there will be no broken marriage. Right? But people don't want to keep the seventh commandment. They pursue the lust of the flesh. So many broken family. Once there's a broken family, so many broken marriage. Once there's a broken marriage, there's a broken family. Two people commit adultery, they will affect several families. Will suffer. Several families being affected, so many children suffer the consequence. Have no parents, live together. Right? So seven commandments, we don't give it. The church become, the society has so many problems. Right? The eight commandments, do not steal. So many tax evasion, so many fraud, cheating, make the society so many different problems. But if everyone keeps the eight commandments, the society is so peaceful, right? Honor the parents, if you keep it, you have very harmonious, loving relationship, family relationship. If everybody don't keep it, right? Then the family has a problem. So, God's commandment actually is good. Now, chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, talk about man's response to God. Okay? God already set the rule. You can live in Garden of Eden forever to enjoy all this beautiful scenery, all this everything inside. But only you should not eat the fruit. God is the owner. But now, human beings, how do they respond to God? They respond to God with a very disrespectful way. So chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, from verse 1 to 6, you can see Adam and Eve ate the fruit. One question I asked several times. Did Adam love Eve? Yes or no? Did Adam love Eve? Look into the Bible. How do you know Adam loved Eve? This is by bone of bone, flesh of flesh. That means what? There's a chemistry there. There's a feeling there, right? So that is love. So you look into a brother and look into a sister. Brother is brother, sister is sister. No other feeling. That's pure love. But if you see somebody that feels like a bone of bone, that means that love is already beyond the love of brothers and sisters. So you know that Adam loved Eve. Because you look at Eve, he has a feeling like husband and wife. Now, how do you know Eve loved Adam? Did Eve love Adam? Yes or no? A sister? Yes or no? Did Eve love Adam? Yes or no? Yes, no, you don't know.
her. Did Eve love Adam? Yes or no?
Let me make a survey. Those who say yes, raise your hand. Okay. Those say no, Eve doesn't love Adam. Okay. And then those who don't know, raise your hand. Okay. Eve loved Adam. You can say yes, and you can say no too. Why? The reason Eve loved Adam, because when he ate the the fruit, so delicious. When you eat so delicious food, you want to share with the one you love, right? So Eve ate the fruit, oh, so delicious. We never taste that kind of fruit. So pass to Adam. That's the sign of love, right? One day I was in Ghana. We invite a full-time worker. There are two full-time workers. We invite them to have a fried chicken, just like Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? Kentucky Fried Chicken right now, nobody wants to eat, right? Oh, it's not healthy at all. Oh, but in Africa, it's so delicious. One of the full-time ministers, because he had to have assignment in the church, a duty in the church. So another one go with us. We have two missionaries plus one Africa worker. And there are two pieces of fried chicken. Within a few minutes, all the chicken gone. Even including the bone disappear. Because to them, it's so delicious. And we ask them, how come it is so fast? He said, no, I only eat one piece. Then how about the other piece? He write it up with a paper. He want to bring back to the church to share with his co-worker. I was very touched about this worker. Why? He could have eaten up the two pieces and tell the other worker, oh, fried chicken is so good. All right. Oh, right? But he only ate one piece and prepared another piece to share with his co-worker. This love is what's so wonderful, right? So you know that Eve, after he ate the fruit, he loved his husband, so he gave the husband that fruit. In this sense, yes, Eve loved Adam. But in the other sense, Eve doesn't love Adam. How do you know? Because God said, the day you eat, you shall die. When you pass on something for other people to eat, and some people die right away, do you love the person? Ah, I love you very much. I give you this until you eat it and you die. Do you love the person? From spiritual perspective, Eve did not love Adam. Right? If she only eat that, she herself died. That's not fine. That's not still will not affect other party, right? But she passed to Adam and both of them eat, both of them die. So from this perspective, Eve did not love Adam. Right? So because these two parties disrespect God. Do you know what Eve cares the most? Eve cares the most is, after it is, I can be as white as God. I can be as white as God. He cares about himself, herself, as white as God. The second, when you look at the fruit, it's so beautiful. This fruit must be very delicious. So she cares about his own stomach. So Eve cares about his own stomach more than God's commandment. Eve cares about his own wisdom. He wants to be equal with God more than God's commandment. That was the reason he ate the fruit. And he was respectful to God. And Adam, now we look into Adam. Adam was the one God said, the day you eat, you shall die. But Adam loved Eve. You know, if somebody gives something good to you to eat, right? Even though you don't like it, what are you going to do? You just pretend eat some, a little bit, right? Oh, so Adam loved Eve, and he just added. Oh, he respect his wife more than he respect God, right?
If he respect God more than his wife, then what? Oh no.
You cannot eat that. Right? You will not eat that. So both parties, Adam and Eve, they were not fearful about God. They show no respect to God. They only respect each other. They only love each other. They have no respect to God. Since they have no respect to God, then what? B, they have to harvest the consequence of having no reverence to God. The consequence. So right now, we know a lot of parents love the children. But a lot of parents, it's just like Adam and Eve. They love, they arrange their children, everything. Right? Pursue the success, excellency of the world. But only lack one thing. Lack one thing. Pursue the spiritual progress. Because they love. So the children become better and better in the world. But because that kind of love has no respect to God, so sometimes the children in the faith become weaker. So what is the consequence? Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 to 21. Verse 6 to 21. What was the first consequence after they showed disrespect to God? Next one. Brother fall asleep. Next one. Ruth. From chapter 3, verse 6 onwards, what was the first consequence? What was the first consequence? They feel shame, yes. They feel shame. Originally, they don't feel shame because they have no sin. So no sin, no shame. When you have sin, you have shame. So when God was walking around the garden, just the same way as what God did before, and Adam and Eve had to hide themselves. Why? Because they feel shameful to see God. Right? Their conscience cannot be clear to see God. This is the first consequence. So if we show disrespect to God, we live a life, unrighteous life. If there is unrighteous, and there is no peace. Why? Because peace comes from righteousness. When you have no sin in your heart, your conscience is clear. And you are very peaceful. Now we look into one of the verses in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17 and 18. Next one. Can you read aloud? Okay, brother, did you hear it? Oh, okay. Let me ask the brother to read it out. Read us, allow us like you have no fasting prayer. Oh, okay. Next one. Okay. Okay, right here. Oh, okay. Read aloud, just like you after you have meal. Thank you. 17. The work of righteousness will be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. My people will dwell in peaceful inhabitation, in secure dwelling and quiet resting place.
You know, of course you can kneel down and pray to God give you peace.
But something is a prerequisite. Is you have to live a righteous life. Even you pray a lot, but if we show disrespect to God, we offend God's commandment, we have guilty conscience, even you pray a lot, you are not going to have a peace. Because the conscience will keep on pricking you. Because the sin will like a burden crush you. Alright? Oh. So the first consequence Adam and Eve suffer is shame and no peace in the presence of God. Oh. So if we show no respect to God, we behave just like whatever you want to behave. You do whatever you like it. Oh. The first consequence, according to the story, is you have no peace because we are unrighteous. Oh. Now, we look into the Genesis chapter 3 again. Chapter 3, what are the second consequence? What are the second consequence? What was the second consequence? Next one. Derek. What was the second consequence? Look into chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. The first is shame, no peace. What was the second consequence? Next one. Joseph, what was the second consequence? Huh? The woman. Oh. Oh, okay. The second consequence is what? Curse. The first consequence is shame. The second consequence is curse. And before the curse come, oh, God is a reasonable God, right? Before the curse come, God asks first. And start from ask what? From whom? Who God asked first? Adam, right? Because God asked, tell Adam, you should not eat. The day you eat, you shall die. And also, God, Adam was the head. Adam was the head. Right? So God asked Adam, what do you eat? What was the response of Adam? Adam said, well, the reason I ate because of what? The woman. Adam never repent, no? Because of woman. If you don't create a woman, it's almost like saying, if you don't create a woman, I will not sin. The reason I sin because you create the woman. So you are the one. Or the woman is the one responsible. Right? He tried to shift the responsibility to the woman. He did not repent. So, when the person showed disrespect to God, right? If the person know God was not happy and the person start to repent, there is still hope. Oh, repentance is the way we show our respect to God again. But if we stick on our own wrongdoing, that means we are stubborn to the end. We disrespect God to the end. Then the consequence will follow forever. Oh. So, now, God asked Eve, why did you eat the fruit? What was the response of Eve? The response of Eve will say, snake. Because you created a snake, right? If you don't create the snake, I'm not going to sin. I sin because you created the snake. So she shifted the responsibility to snake. Oh, so both of them, the second time, show no respect. The first time show no respect is eat the fruit. The second time is when God confront them. If they respect God's authority, start to repent, probably God will forgive them. But they refuse to repent, refuse to honor God's respect. Oh. Then what? The curse come in. Oh. So, the curse, it talk about what? Who received the curse first? The woman. Okay. The woman is going to suffer, and the man is going to suffer. The day you eat, you shall die. Think about when God said you shall die, what does that mean? Did Adam die right away? No. Then what does that mean? You shall die. The consequence, the most terrible consequence, you shall die. What does that mean? Disrespect God, the most serious consequence is you shall die. Well, what does that mean? Next one. Daniel, Kim. Huh? Spiritual death? Okay. Anything else? You shall die. Next one. Anything else? Vincent? Second death. What does second death mean? Huh? Go to hell. Okay. You shall die has two meanings. If you remember what Jesus said, right? One of the disciples said, oh, let me bury my father, then I will come and follow you. What did Jesus say? Let the dead bury the dead, right? You come and follow me. Have you ever seen the dead in the mortuary get up, bury another dead? If you see a dead in the mortuary get up, then you are going to scare and run away, right? And how come Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead? How come Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead? You come and follow me. How can the dead bury the dead? Who can try to interpret that? Oh, yeah. The first dead. Oh, those who are spiritually dead means physically still alive. Bury the dead. The second dead is physically die. Oh. So from here, we know when Adam and Eve under the curse of God, their relationship with God cut off right away. They were driven out of the garden. Human beings have no relation with God. Spiritually, they die. And later on, after they live hundreds of years, physically they die. So let the dead bury the dead. There are two kinds of death, and two kinds of death come from the curse of God. That's the consequence. We show no respect to God. But that death has been reversed in Jesus' salvation. So right now, after the baptism, right after you get out of the water, you reconnect with God. So spiritually, we have spiritual life. Right? And after Jesus' second coming, our physical body was resurrected. If Jesus' second coming today, the angel blows the trumpet, and your physical body will be transformed into spiritual body. So both that will be resolved. Right? If we show respect to God and follow His commandment, and received the water baptism and pray for Holy Spirit, we will not suffer the consequence of the curse. Oh. So, from the Garden of Eden, we know God was fearful
And when man responds to God with an ungodly way, disrespectful way, human being is going to suffer the consequence. Oh. So here we understand. The most important thing in our life is to respect God. Show our reverence to Him by observing His commandment, by respecting Him, His authority over us. God's authority over us. So, don't think I am the master of myself. Oh, there is one higher being who has authority over us, is God. Oh, so we respect Him as God and live a reverence life. We are going to enjoy His blessing. Now, we're going to be the generation of Noah. Oh. If we look into the generation of Noah in Genesis chapter 6, you refer to Genesis chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 1 to 12. How do you feel the generation of Noah? Do they respect? Did they respect God? How do you know? Okay, chapter 6, verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was evil continually. You see, human beings, every day what they think in their mind is evil in the eyes of God. And then you look into verse 11. Then the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. They think evilly, they behave sinfully. Why? Because they show no reverence to God. Right? I think most of you have the experience. Do you have a driver license yet? Not yet. Most of you don't have a driver license yet. Or you look into your parents driving, right? Some of the parents are talking the cellular phone. All of a sudden, one of the police car following. What will your parents response? Put down the cellular phone, right? Why you put down? Because something authority follow you, right? You have to respect the authority of the policeman. But if you disrespect, keep on talking, what happened? Then the red light, in front of your car, right? You stop and pay for the fine. And guys watching every day. Guys watching every day, right? If we respect God, show our reverence to God, even we cannot see Him, but we know He is watching us, so we behave decently, spiritually. Because we cannot sit in the throne of God. We cannot substitute ourselves, put ourselves in the position of God. We are human beings. We are not God. So the generation of Noah, they disrespect God. Then, what happened? Verse 13. Chapter 6, verse 13. And God said to Noah, "The end of the flesh has come before me, and the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth." It's the same thing. The end has come. Why? the people show no reverence to God. So, you are going to see the second human being have the consequence of death, of destruction, Noah's generation. You know this chapel. In 1996, this chapel was handed over to Boeing Park Church. Before the former church moved out, they requested to have potluck with us. And the pastor just sit in front of me. I forgot in which location, probably in outside. And I asked the pastor one question. What this church is serving for, what kind of congregation? And the pastor told me, that was 1996. This chapel is serving for the homosexual in this area. Oh, that was about what? 1996, how many years ago? 15 years ago, right? Oh, it's homosexual. And out of curiosity, I asked the pastor, I have one question, you don't have to answer. Are you homosexual? He paused and think about 30 seconds. He said, yes, I'm homosexual. Then he start to use all different kind of Bible verses, try to justify his own homosexuality. And I know that was not the original meaning of the teaching of the Bible. Now, one question you think about. Our generation is better than the generation Noah or worse than the generation of Noah? You think about. Tomorrow morning, first section, you give the answer. The answer is not feeling, or you have to give a fact. Our generation is better than the Noah generation or worse than the generation of Noah. And what will the consequence? Let's pray inside. Amen. We have